into Dawson. Good afternoon with a KUEC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Brent Sass and Michelle Phillips have been joined in Dawson City by Cody Strath and Alan Moore. Strath arrived at the race's halfway point in third place with an exuberant team that did not stop barking. Strath was followed by three-time Past Quest winner Alan Moore in fourth place. Video posted by Quest organizers shows Moore's team looking and sounding similarly peppy. Moore still has all 14 dogs he started with.
They're doing pretty well all over the night, you know, as far as health-wise. So you can't beat that.
Moore says the odds are against him winning a fourth Quest this time, but didn't rule it out either.
Something might have to happen if the dog race or something always happens. So it's a possibility.
While Quest leaders continue to roll into the race's halfway point at Dawson City, several other mushers are still making their way from the U.S. into Canada. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports from Eagle, they have a much different attitude than the front runners.
Chase Tingle hasn't slept for a day when he arrives in Eagle. He quickly beds down his dogs and comes into the warm checkpoint, where he orders a meal and immediately slouches over, holding his spoon overhand as if it were handlebars. So how was his last run?
So good.
He's actually referring to the steaming potato soup in his hand.
I'll put it down. Great. Yeah. Well, it's been long, slow runs, but beautiful conditions. Excuse me. And just amazing country to run dogs through. But
he's so tired, he's almost delirious, constantly losing his train of thought and jumping around in non sequiturs during an interview.
What was I thinking about last night? I have no idea. I can't remember that far back. I haven't slept yet today, so hopefully my interview is making great sense.
About the only thing he can stay focused on, food and sleep. Here he is recalling his meals at Slavin's Cabin, a famous rest stop for mushers operated by employees with the National Park Service.
Slavin's, I ate two amazing hamburgers with all the fixings with eggs on them. It was delicious. Great stop. Got to sleep for an hour in a bed. That was cool. They have bunk beds there.
Along with Pat Noden, Rob Cook, and Richie Beatty, and some others, mushers in the back of the pack seem to be having a great time. After getting lost in the gravel bars outside of Slavin's, rookie Pat Noden says that he and his team were feeling discouraged, but the hospitality won him over.
I think that's going to be one of the highlights of this whole trip, is just hanging with everybody at Slavin's.
Unlike Tingle and Noden, veteran Quest musher Rob Cook, who's traveling with the younger mushers, is an almost unflappable pessimist about dog racing, but he still seems not to be able to pull himself away from the sport because of the camaraderie he experiences at rest stops like Trout Creek. After a run from Birch Creek, after which he described himself as being more depressed than I've ever been with racing, the hospitality at Trout Creek warmed his heart, even at 3 a.m.
As I was coming in, I thought Mike's gonna be in bed. I'm gonna walk in the cabin, and he's gonna say, point towards the hot water, point towards the bed, and that'll be it. But it wasn't, you know. I got in, and Mike's up, and he's parking dog teams, and we sit and chatted about, you know, the race, about politics.
Cook, a former aircraft engineer with the British Royal Navy, says that he hopes this race will be his last year, but underneath, there's a sense that the people out on the trail might just bring him back.
I really don't want to run the race again. I want this to be my last race, and I really, really mean that. But I've just got this feeling that I'm going to be back. This horrible feeling. I'm going to be back here again next year, having exactly the same conversation again.
It's what got him doing the race this year, he says. In fact, he's been trying to pull himself away from the race for the last 6 years, but the great big UConn Quest family just keeps bringing him back. That and the food.
There's the fact you get the best brownies in the world between Trout Creek and here.
Reporting on the UConn Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.